You're listening to the HMS Podcast. Thanks for tuning in. On the HMS Podcast, you'll hear all things Highland Middle School. You'll hear from middle school students. You'll hear from middle school teachers. You'll hear from former Highland Middle School teachers and many, many more. Our podcast is all about Highland Middle School and Highland Local Schools. We're located in Central Ohio. Let's check out the latest episode of the HMS Podcast. Go Scots! Welcome back to the HMS Podcast. I'm excited to be joined today by a trio of sixth grade boys. Welcome Liam Cahall, Mason Ebner, and Brock Rogers. Hey, boys.
Hello.
So Brock, Mason, and Liam have been hounding me about when are we going to do this interview, and finally today is the day. So boys, I'm glad we could do this. So let's get right to it. Mason's been the harasser?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, good work, Mason. So we'll start with Mason. Tell us all about you. Tell us about your family. We'll start there. Tell us about your family.
My dad works at Warner Metalworks, which my grandpa owns, because his last name's Warner. My mom works at the elementary as an aide.
Oh. And then do you have any siblings?
Yeah. Hunter Ebner in eighth grade and Luke Ebner in second grade.
So three brothers, three boys. Your poor mom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, how about you, Brock? Tell us a little bit about your family.
My dad works for Bob Rogers Construction, which is his own company. He's self-employed. My mom, she lives a little way from home, lives south of Columbus, and works at Canal Winchester Jeff Weiler.
Okay. Any siblings?
Yes, I have one half-brother, Michael McDougall. He's graduated, and then Chloe Gifford, she's going to be a 12th grader. And then Jenna Rogers, she's already graduated and in college.
Okay, we'll get back to that. All right, and then last but certainly not least, Liam, tell us about your family.
My mom is the business teacher over at the high school, and my dad works for Farmers Insurance.
Any siblings?
Yes, I have my little sister Maya, who's in third grade, and my little brother Cooper, who is in first grade.
So, all of us, like no single or only children, none of you are an only child. What is it like living with siblings?
Terrible.
Terrible? Why? I hope Maya's not listening to this, by the way.
I never get any privacy or any... It's always loud, and I...
And you want the quiet?
Yes, I do want the quiet.
Do you have your own bedroom, at least?
Yeah.
Okay, so you can shut the door for some quiet.
Well, my door is a sliding door, so it doesn't shut all the way.
Mason, how about you? How loud is it at your house?
Loud, because my brother blasts music when my parents are home. Mm. But it's also good, so like that we have sports, we can play sports together. And just, like, only child probably can't play that much sports with at home, at least.
What about you, Brock? You have some older siblings.
Yeah. So it's actually pretty nice for me when I live with my dad, because it's just me and my dad at the house besides our farm animals. My sister, she lives with her dad, and then my brother lives with my mom.
Gotcha. So not so loud at your house.
Yeah, it's actually pretty quiet.
All right, so and we can, you know, just kind of share out here. I'm just curious, like, we're going to get to school here in a second, but when it's not school, when it's, you know, after 2:25 or the weekends, what are you guys into? What kind of hobbies do you have?
Me and Liam go over to elementary and play, like, basketball and the gym.
So you guys do that right after school every day?
Most days, whenever his mom is at work.
Okay.
If she's not sick.
What about you, Brock?
I really like to be outside. I like to hunt animals such as pigeons. I want to try and do some squirrel this year. And then I usually like to ride my outdoor vehicles, my dirt bike, and my four-wheeler.
Okay, so you said you have some farm animals at your house.
Yeah.
What about you, Mason?
Nope.
Liam, you got animals?
Yeah, I've got a lot.
So,
So for Liam and Brock, what type of chores do you have to do, if any, around the farm to help with the animals?
Like, at least once a week we have to muck the barn, and then every night we have, twice a day we have to go outside and feed the animals.
And what all types of animals do you guys have?
We have donkeys, horses, chickens, ducks, rabbits, goats, stuff like that.
Wow, a lot. How about you, Brock?
We have cows, chickens, rabbits, a few goats, and then some of the chores I do is I help clean up around the rabbit pen because they are up in a higher area. That way they are cleaner. And then I have to watch the cows in the pasture, make sure they're not messing with the fences, and feed rabbits and chickens.
Mason, you got any pets?
Yeah.
What you got?
I got two dogs. One's a Yorkie and one's a golden retriever, but she's white.
Okay.
Like her fur's white.
Okay. So, lots of animals. Mason, you mentioned about playing basketball. Do you play on a team?
Play HSA.
HSA?
I'm going to try to try out for the 7th grade team next year.
Okay, how about you, Liam?
I played on the travel team this year, and I play travel soccer over at Mount Vernon.
So soccer and basketball. What about you, Brock? Are you involved in any sports?
Not yet for the moment. I want to try out for the 7th grade football team, and I met with the coach once, and he says that I have great opportunities for many positions.
So, yeah, so as...
I play another sport.
What else do you play?
Baseball. I play travel ball on the Morrow County Dogs.
Nice. And that's probably starting up... I guess you probably started practice already, haven't you?
Yeah, we already are doing indoor practice.
Yeah. So, as 6th graders, right, like, one of the things that's exciting to look forward to in 7th grade is, like you said, trying out for the Highland School teams. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like you all have kind of plans to do that. So let's talk about school. So we're recording this on Thursday, February 23rd. Mm-hmm. We are almost two-thirds of the way through 6th grade, your first year of middle school. Crazy, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So have there been, or what has been the biggest surprise for you this year, either good or bad, coming to the middle school?
How much faster the school day goes by than, like, it felt than of, like, at the elementary school.
So you feel like the school day at the middle school goes by faster. Why do you think that is?
I guess it's just more fun, or, like, I don't know. Just, I personally like it more than the elementary school.
Okay. What about you guys? Surprise, either good or bad?
That we have two encores instead of one.
Okay.
Because we only had one at the elementary.
So, in case we would have any fifth graders listening right now, explain how that works with two encore periods.
So first, it's first in the morning once the bell rings. You put your stuff in the locker, and then you go to your first encore. And then at the end of the day, you have an 8th, 10th period. When the bell rings for the first, when you're in 8th period, you go to 9th period, which is your second encore.
And there's a little bit of difference, right, Brock? So
yeah.
So tell a little bit about the difference between the morning encore class versus the afternoon encore class.
So for the morning, you get it 5 days a week. You can choose many encores, many different days. There's 5-day, 2-day, 3-day, and some of those, as long as you pick one, it's a requirement, but they're an option. But for your ninth period encore, that one's, you don't get to choose that. That is automatically given to you in a different schedule than others. It's for educational purposes.
It rotates every 6 weeks.
Yeah.
To a new one.
What's also cool is that instead of doing 9 weeks, we do 6 weeks.
And so then you get 6 afternoon encore classes, right?
Yep.
And then something that I think Brock mentioned is that you get to pick the morning encore class.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, Liam, what do you take in the morning?
I take 3-day robotics and 2-day creative art.
What about you, Mason?
5-day band.
How about you, Brock?
I take 3-day fitness and 2-day study hall.
All right, so all three of you each take something different, and then there are even still other classes. So later this spring, if any fifth graders are listening, we'll have a night where you and your parents can come in and learn about all of the Encore classes. You guys remember that from fifth grade?
Yeah.
So let me ask you this question. So let's think back 12 months ago. So February of 2022, you're in fifth grade thinking about coming to the middle school. Were you nervous about coming over here? Were you excited? Like, just kind of share, if you can remember that far back, how were you feeling about coming to the middle school?
I was excited because whenever I was moving to my last Mr. Moser's and I saw that the buses were leaving, I always just wanted to go over to the middle school.
Yeah, so. Because we do end an hour earlier. Now, we start an hour earlier, but okay.
I was excited but nervous, and I did not want to get up so early, but I'm used to it now, and it's not that bad.
And you like it better.
Yeah, and we get out earlier, so.
How about you, Brock?
Yeah, basically what Liam was saying, I was kind of nervous about getting up earlier, but it kind of already happens with me with some of the chores that I do for 4-H, all the other farm animals. And also, I was kind of excited because at the elementary, it was pretty loud, and I kind of expected the middle school to be a little quieter than the elementary, which it honestly is.
So thinking back, I think, Liam, you mentioned that you were a little bit nervous about coming to the middle school. Do you remember what things you were nervous about?
Not really. I guess I was just like...
Probably the unknown.
Yeah.
It's a change, right? Did you go to Highland all through elementary school, Liam?
Mm-mm. I came in... at the end of the first 9 weeks in fourth grade.
Okay, so fourth grade, you were new to Highland. What about you, Mason?
I have been at Highland all my life.
How about you, Rob?
Same here, all the way from preschool to now.
Okay, so for two of you, and then, you know, even Liam, having been at Highland for fourth, most of fourth and all of fifth grade, it's hard, right, leaving a place that is familiar.
Yeah.
So, Liam, where did you, if you don't mind my asking, where did you move to Highland from?
Well, like, right before it, I lived in, like, Columbus. My school was Walnut Creek. It's in the Olentangy School District. But before that, I lived in Virginia, where I went to a school called Fort Lewis.
I didn't know that. Is that where you were born, was Virginia?
No, I was born in... I was born in Ohio. I don't remember. It might have been like
Mount Orb. You don't remember being born? Come on now.
I think it was like Mount Orb or something.
Okay.
Maybe. Where I was born.
So when we started the HMS podcast, it's been 3 years now, which is crazy.
Dang.
So we started it right when COVID hit in March of 2020. And it was a way for me to connect with students when they were learning from home, when we were all shut down. It was just a way for everybody to kind of stay connected. So this week I was thinking about, gosh, it's almost been 3 full years since the COVID shutdown happened. So you guys would have been in third grade, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we were third, yeah. Fourth.
No, we were in third, I remember.
Okay. So you were in third grade. What do you remember about that time, and maybe has that affected your like schooling even now 3 years later? What do you remember about that?
I remember how long the summer break was because we got out like a lot earlier, so it was fun.
Yeah, we were home from March to September. Yeah, that was crazy.
It was annoying because I had to keep setting myself alarms because I had to get on like classes every day, like video calls with my teacher.
And this was at your previous school before Highland, right?
Yeah.
What about you, Brock? What do you remember about that?
All I remember is having to pack a whole bunch of books, pencils. I didn't pack my Chromebook because we didn't have Wi-Fi at my house. Just going to visit my mom, maybe my grandparents' house, and doing schoolwork there. It's so annoying because I hate writing.
Also, there's like, it's hard because you had to like do your schoolwork, but, like, you don't want to do it. And then, like, once the day ends, you have to hurry up and do all of it before you can go to, before you go to bed.
Do you guys feel like, and again, I know it's been 3 years, which is crazy if you think about it, that spring in those last 3 months of learning, being at home, do you feel like, and maybe not, do you feel like there are some things that even now in sixth grade that you still are kind of playing catch up with? Or do you feel like all maybe the ground that you had lost that year in third grade, you've made it up with your learning? What do you think?
Probably, yeah. I've probably made the ground back up.
Okay.
Me too.
I think, yeah, and I think lots of people have gone farther than that. Like, for people who are going into higher skilled classes, which I know a lot of people who are, I am myself. So
you guys don't feel like now in sixth grade we've made up for any of that lost learning?
I feel like it was like kind of, we were a little behind, like, right when we came back, but, like, over time, like, going into fifth grade, we probably got that back.
So we've made it up by now. All right, so last question. This has been really fun. I enjoy talking to you guys. We could keep this going for longer and longer, but hey, it's almost your lunchtime, so I want to make sure that you eat. So it doesn't have to be even for fifth graders, but now that you've been at the middle school for, you know, 24 weeks just about, what advice would you give? It could be to fifth graders coming over, or it could just be to any middle schooler. What advice would you give for students to be successful at Highland Middle School?
Do your homework.
Okay, talk a little bit more about that. Why is that so important, Liam?
People think homework is just, it doesn't help us or anything, but it really does. And people that aren't doing their homework, that's...
Yeah, they're missing out on the extra practice, right?
Yeah.
How about you, Mason?
Get good grades. Your parents can check it whenever. So if you have an F and like at any time, your parents can check it and you'll get grounded.
Okay, so how does a person get good grades though? What do they have to do to get good grades?
Homework.
Liam says homework.
Homework, study a lot, and like Miss Weiss says, you can do flashcards.
Study, yes. Study.
Okay, studying is huge. What about you, Brock? What do you think? What's your advice?
I'd say just really focus on what matters to you, like your morning encore. Like, focus on something that you'll really need to use instead of going to something, like, with your friends or something that you know will be fun when you could really be paying attention to more stuff that's important. And also, I recommend that you pay attention, try to, like, take notes, listen to key pieces of information, because... some teachers only allow that to come once around.
Yeah. Well, boys, I think that's excellent advice, not just for incoming middle schoolers, but for all of our students. And I'm glad we got to do this. This was really fun. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Thank you once again for tuning in to the HMS Podcast. If you have ideas for a future episode, or if you would like to be interviewed in a future episode, please contact me, Mr. Bradley, in the middle school office. I would love to have you join us. In the meantime, continue to make choices that are honorable, mindful, and self-aware. We look forward to seeing you next time. Go Scots!